May 3, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God is our refuge. Opening prayer. Lord God, I come before you today, confessing my sins. Thank you for your forgiveness and for the help of your Spirit in turning from them. Read Psalm chapter 36. For the director of music, of David, the servant of the Lord. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes they flatter themselves, too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. Reflect. Think back over your life to the times when you have known God's faithful love. Remember how you have taken refuge in the shadow of his wings. Praise God for his unfailing love. I'm taking refuge this week. My flat is in chaos as a new kitchen is being installed, and my lovely friend not only gives me a quiet space to write, but also feeds me. I'm indeed feasting on the abundance of her house. This is a psalm of two halves. First, David knows God is speaking deep in his heart about the wicked and their sinfulness. They are totally obsessed with evil plans. Then we have the contrast of the beautiful poetic words of David as he luxuriates in the priceless, unfailing love of God. Words such as life and light lift him up. He knows the best refuge is in the shadow of God's wings. David longs for God's love to continue to all who know him. Yesterday, we left Moses experiencing the glory of God. Today, may we be thankful for these men of God, David and Moses, for their ability to rise above the everyday and the encouragement their faith brings us. Apply. Picture yourself in the shadow of God's wings. How does it feel to be there? Where else is a place of refuge or security for you? Recall God's faithful love to you and sing or listen to the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Closing prayer. Father, please help me live confidently in the light of your word, which assures me of your love and faithfulness.